Matthew chapter 26 and verse 36, if you stand for the reading of God's word. Then Jesus came with them to a place called Gethsemane and said to his disciples, "Sit here while I go over there and pray." Amen. I want to talk about this morning, part one, facing life's toughest issues. How to develop a strong or developing a strong prayer life. Let us pray. Father, we thank you for your grace and mercy. We ask that you'd forgive us of our sins, cleanse us of all unrighteousness. Lord, forgive me of my sins, Lord. Lord, stand in my body, think with my mind, speak with my voice. Cancel the schemes and the plans of the enemy. And Lord, I ask now that you would anoint me to preach your word. Touch the hearts and the minds of your people now. Speak, Father, we're listening. We love you, we thank you, we praise you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And thank God. You may be seated in the presence of our holy God. Amen. Oftentimes, thank you, ushers. Oftentimes, in life, as we've talked about storms, we face pressing issues. Some of our issues may be surrounded with or about finances. Some of our issues have to do with our health. Some of our issues have to do with our mental makeup. Some of us, the issues that we face are relational. And I can list a whole lot of issues, but there are some issues in life. It seems as if it's the toughest issues that we could ever face. Jesus, here in our passage, he's about to face one of the toughest issues that he would ever face in his life. He is about to go in and give his life. Amen. Hang on a cross. Give his life as a ransom. Some people say it was easy, but it wasn't easy. You know, this issue that he faced, we'll see as we go through this series that he was human. He felt some way. He had the feeling that you and I would have when we are facing tough issues. Right before verse 36 in the context of this passage, beginning in verse 31, it says, "Then Jesus said to them, 'You will all fall away because of me. This night, for it is written, I will strike down the shepherd and the sheep of the flock shall be scattered.'" Now, here's the one thing about Jesus that you and I have to understand is that he knew everything. And what he's doing here, he's fulfilling scripture. That one verse, "strike down a shepherd," was found in Zechariah 13 and 7. That's what he was quoting there. And he says, "But after I have been raised, I will go ahead of you to Galilee." Now watch this. Now just imagine Jesus is going through this psychological thing, this emotional thing. And when you're facing issues, you got to remember that your psychological makeup, it can mess you up. Especially when you have, watch this, all the information about what you're going through. You see, sometimes when we don't know what we're getting ready to face, like the storm, we don't know what's going to happen in the storm, but when we talk about issues, when we talk about this very thing that he's getting ready to face, amen, here's the thing. It wasn't that he was going to the cross. It was the issues that came before he got to the cross, like his disciples betraying him. Come on, somebody. But look what he says in verse 32. He said, verse 33, but Peter said to him, even though all may fall away because of you, I will not fall away. Jesus said to him, truly, truly, I say to you, this very night, before a rooster crows, you will deny me what? Three times. So he's not just facing the fact that he has to go through the pain and the agony of being on the cross, but he's also going through the fact that the people, the men that he had trusted, the men that he had put his trust in and who he had called out of darkness and who he had brought forth into the light and changed their lives, they were going to fall away, and the leader was going to deny him not one time, but three times. I wish I had somebody. When facing life issues, amen, you got to get ready for betrayal. Come on, somebody. And you got to know how to handle betrayal, because there are people who will say they're with you until they find out what your issue is. Come on, somebody. And here Jesus is. He's telling Peter, he said, Peter, you're going to deny me tonight, three times. Look at verse 35. Peter said to him, even if I have to die with you, I will not deny you. See, here's what I want to say to you. You know, we'll talk religious, and we'll say what we're going to do for God until our issues show up. We'll say, Pastor, I'm with you to the end. I'll be here. I'm committed. But the moment an issue shows, you know why most people leave church? Because of their issues. And that's why I'm dealing with this. Because a lot of us, when our issues show up, amen, we fall away just like Peter. Listen. The next time something pressing comes in your life, why is it the first thing we do, amen, is say, we ain't going to church today? What did the church do? What did God do? As a matter of fact, we should run to the house of God. We should run to Jesus rather than run away from Jesus. Because I want to tell somebody here today, this morning, that you don't really know yourself until you start facing those issues in your life. Do I have anybody? Anybody here this morning got some issues? Amen. Anybody here? Yeah, amen. Only a few of us got some issues. But I want to tell you something. I'm going through some stuff. But I got to make sure that I know who I am. Because my trials and my issues will reveal, watch this, the level of commitment that I have to God. Come on, somebody. I'm talking to you this morning. The text says, Peter says, man, listen, even if I have to die, you think Peter was going to hang on one of these? He didn't really understand what he was saying. See, we can talk hypothetical until reality sets in and you don't have no job anymore. Come on, somebody. You keep getting denials and you keep getting delays and you keep getting discouragement and depression keeps coming in your life and you keep saying to yourself, man, I'm still going to do this. Here's the thing. If you keep talking and it ain't in your heart, then you're just talking. Watch the text. The text says, I will not deny you. And all the disciples said, see, here's the thing. See, watch it now. And all the disciples did what? They said the same thing. See, it's more than just lip service. Listen, you got, if you're going to serve God, you got to do it with all your heart. You can't imitate somebody else's faith. And Peter's faith was false. Come on, somebody. And the reason I say that is because he did deny him. He didn't even know what he was capable of. Listen, sometimes we say, you know what? I love God, until something shows up in your life. And the last thing, the last person you call on is God. And even if you call on him, it's because you saw somebody else doing it. You got to try him for yourself. Watch the text. Text says, all disciples did that, but then look what happened. Then Jesus said, man, I ain't going to talk to y'all about that. Let me move on. Verse 36. Look what it says. Then Jesus came, hallelujah, with them to a place called Gethsemane. Now let me tell you what this word Gethsemane means. Gethsemane means an oil press. It was a place of olives where olives were crushed. I wish I had somebody. This place Jesus would go to pray constantly. He would always, it's a place where he frequent. But Gethsemane was a crushing place. You see, here's what I want to say to you. Just because it hurts doesn't mean it's bad. Because in order to get the valuable oil out of the olives, it had to go through the process of crushing. And I want to tell you today, I want to declare to you today that maybe the issues that you're facing right now, maybe you're in the place of crushing, but what God is trying to do is pull out what's valuable inside of you. So the first point I want to give you, if you're going to face life's toughest issues, is don't avoid the issues. You got to face it. Listen, Jesus knew he was going to the cross. What better place to go but to the place where they crush olives? Come on, somebody. And listen, and what would happen at this place, they would squeeze and they would crush and they would squeeze and they would get the oil. And the olive oil was so valuable. It was valuable for medicine. It was valuable for healing. It was valuable for cooking. It was valuable for preserving. And listen, I want to say to you today, right now, you got to remember that possibly God is trying to pull out of you something. Listen, you don't like to be told what to do. You don't like to be corrected. You don't like to be, confronted. You don't like those things. But let me tell you something. Unless you get into some kind of confrontation or some type of issue, you won't find out what's really inside of you. I'm preaching to myself this morning. Watch this. When you find yourself in difficulties, whatever comes out of your mouth, your reaction is what has, watch this, is what's in you. Are you with me? And so when you come to the crushing place, don't avoid the issues. Deal with it. Say, you know what? I got an attitude problem. God is trying to deal with this. If you find yourself impatient, you say, God's trying to deal with this impatience in my life. If you can't get what you want, amen. If you can't get what you like, amen. If you can't get through what you're going through, you got to believe that God eventually will bring you to where he wants you. But if he can't crush you, how can he bless you? Come on, somebody. Are you with me? Now, I found it pretty interesting that he went to the place of crushing. Now this is right before he went to the cross. This is the night before. He says, this very night you will deny me. Right? So he came there, and look what he says, the text says next, and I'm going to sit down. And he said to his disciples, now notice, he brought all of his disciples. But he said to his disciples, sit here. He said to all of the disciples, sit here. Are you with me? Here's what I want to tell you. Not everyone is qualified to walk with you as you face your issues. So my next point is, you have to be careful who you share your struggles with. I'll say it one more time. You got to be careful who you share your struggles with. You know why? Because not everybody, and it's proven with Peter, Jesus had to go to this place in the garden. Come on, somebody. By himself. But he could not share his struggles with everyone. But watch this. But he had been telling them. See, sometimes you try to tell your spouse something, you try to tell your friend something, as a pastor, I'm trying to tell you as members stuff, and you ain't getting it. Jesus been telling them for a long time, finna die, y'all. Yeah, okay, yeah, all right. Yeah, okay, you finna die? Cool. Guess what? I'm finna go with you, Peter. They did not understand, nor did they really comprehend the seriousness or the ramification of what he was getting ready to do. Watch this. That issue that you're dealing with is deep. But you can't share it with everybody. Because everyone will not identify with what you're going through. But watch this. They're not going to pray for you. They're going to pray on you. Matter of fact, secretly, they're like, yeah, I'm glad you're in that position. Yeah, uh-huh. Let me see how you're going to get out of this. Let me see how you're going to do this. Let me see how you're going to do that. And I want to say this to you. People do that, but you got to remember, saints, amen, that no matter where you go, God is with you. But don't avoid the issue. But be careful who you share that issue with. Amen. He had already told them. He had already told them, listen, I'm finna die. But yet they still didn't understand. Now, this is the nighttime. He's having this conversation. He had already had the Lord's Supper. He had already did some things. Judas had already made the bargain with the Sanhedrin. He had already sold Jesus out for 30 pieces of silver. See what I'm saying? Judas was what I call an undercover brother. Amen. And then he showed up and kissed him on the cheek. Are y'all with me? So you see why you got to be careful who you share your struggles with? Share your struggles with somebody who can help you. Oh, come on, somebody. Who can pray for you. Amen. Look what he says next, and I'm closing. I'm done. He says, sit here while I go over there and pray. You see what it says? I want to say this to you. I know that you pray. But the question is, are you really praying? See, when you get to the crushing place, first of all, don't avoid the crushing place. God's trying to take something out of you. God's trying to bring something out of you to show you how valuable you are. But he said to them, sit here while I go over there and pray. So Jesus is getting ready to face one of the most gruesome issues of his life. Did he panic? In a few hours, they're coming to get him. Matter of fact, Judas knew where he was going to be. And he had told them where to find him. Watch this now. But yet, Jesus stopped for a moment to go and pray. Can I ask you something? Do you see the importance of prayer? The text says sit here while I go over there and pray. Now watch this. Not everybody can come in your prayer closet. I'm going to deal with that next week. All right? Not everybody's invited into your prayer closet. But watch this. My last point is, you have to rely totally on prayer. I'm going to say it one more time. You have to rely totally on prayer. Listen, I know you want magic. I know you want deliverance right away. But can I ask you a question? Have you really prayed? Now, I know you said, you know, Pastor, I prayed. No. You haven't prayed a Gethsemane prayer. See, when you get down to praying like you're in the crushing place, don't wait till you're crushed. Watch this. You got to put some pre-prayer in. I don't think you're hearing me. You see, prayer is the most powerful weapon available to the Christian, and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who's been betrayed by one of his disciples, sold him out for 30 pieces of silver. Now the rest of the disciples are about to betray him, and he has this knowledge that they're about to betray him. He revealed to Peter that he was going to influence everybody with his denying of him. Listen, Jesus had to live with all of this in his mind. So you know what? He knew what he had to do. He had to pray. Because it's only through prayer you can take the betrayal of people. Come on, somebody. It's only through prayer that when those issues of life show up, you can deal with them. Because guess what? Weeping will only last a night. I told you on Tuesday night, give weeping one night. Give weeping a one-night stand, because guess what? It's not going to last always. He says weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. And may I encourage you as I close today that no matter what your issue is, prayer is the only thing that will give you the strength to make it through, watch this, and to face the toughest challenges in your life. That's how you face your challenges. That's the reason for developing a strong prayer life. Because when you get to the crushing place, oh, come on, somebody. And if somebody here today, if you're in that crushing place, see, when the doors of the church are open, when you're given the invitation for prayer, take it. Because God is listening. He was God, but he suspended all of his attributes to feel what you feel, to know what you're going through. God knows what you're going through. Jesus knows what you're going through because he walked in the flesh. But when he went over there, to pray, proskosnos, pray. He's praying. He's talking to God. He's pouring out. Listen, we do more complaining about our issues than we do praying about our issues. When something hits you suddenly, what do you do? How do you respond? Do you have a there to go to? Don't wait till you get to the crushing place. But notice what Jesus did. Jesus turned the crushing place into a prayer closet. So that means you can pray anywhere. Prayer is not just limited for when you're at home. Prayer, amen, is universal. It's progressive. It's prayer. If you tap into prayer, prayer gets you, watch this, into the presence of God. So I encourage you, as you're facing life's toughest toughest. Can you imagine being there in that garden? It's dark. The smell of olives. Can you smell it? Amen. The workers have left their presses and there's a smell of the olives there, and he's in this place. Perfect place for him to be, because the oil also represents the Holy Spirit. The oil also represents the anointing. See, God may allowing you to be crushed so that he can use you for his glory. So what do you have to do? Number one, don't avoid the issues. You have to be careful who you share your struggles with, right? And lastly, you have to rely totally on prayer. Let's give God a hand clap praise. Today, if you need prayer, and you're facing life's toughest issues, you're facing some stuff, maybe you're in Gethsemane, maybe you're in that crushing place right now, Pastor, I need prayer today. I want to pray for you. I want to pray for you this morning. I want to pray for you that God would bring you through. Amen. That you're mindful, amen, of your struggles. I want to pray for you this morning. I want to pray for you on this morning. I want to pray for you. Amen. Amen. You know, Peter really thought. Peter really, really thought. Peter said, not me, Lord. Everybody else. Everybody else but me. Today I want to pray for you.